USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Reuters is reporting China's central bank declared on Friday that all cryptocurrencies are illegal, banning crypto-related transactions and cryptocurrency mining in China. China's government is now following through with cracking down on virtual currencies like Bitcoin. China is saying cryptocurrencies are a financial, social, and national security risk and a contributor to global warming. Sudden doubts about President Biden's competence on Afghanistan, immigration, and COVID are driving double-digit drops in his approval rating. Political reporter for The Cook, Amy Walter, says early mistakes by the Biden administration goes directly to the very rationale of his presidency, that it would be low drama and high competence, adding, things in Washington look more of the same, politicians squabbling instead of solving problems. Thanks for listening, and a TGIF to you, my friend. We are USA Radio News.
Are you on Medicare or soon to go on? Some important news from Newsmax. The Medicare Board of Trustees just released a report saying it will run out of money in 2026. It's happening sooner than imagined. All this week, Grant Stinchfield reveals the shocking story of Medicare abuse. He talks to the insiders, tells you what happened, and shows you how you can protect your insurance. Watch Stinchfield's Medicare Abuse series on Newsmax at 8 p.m. Eastern. Newsmax is America's fastest-growing cable news channel. It's on every major cable system. Just check your cable guide. If your cable system doesn't carry Newsmax, call your operator or switch to a service that does. Get Newsmax on most streaming services or download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone. It takes just seconds. Newsmax covers the big stories you need to know. Medicare is in real trouble. Get the facts about your insurance. Watch Stinchfield on Newsmax tonight.
The Department of Homeland Security's move to suspend the use of horse patrols at the overwhelmed and overrun southern border is just further proof that the Biden administration has no answer to the crisis they created. That's according to Republican Representative Jim Jordan of Ohio. He says on Newsmax, voters will remember in 2022.
Joe Biden described all that as a, quote, extraordinary success. So should we be surprised that they didn't properly vet the people they did bring out? I mean, again, nothing with this administration should surprise us. Now, think about the change. In 9 months, you can look at all kinds of issues, but we went from energy independence to the President of the United States begging OPEC to increase production. We went from safe cities, relatively safe cities, to rising crime in every major urban area. We went from stable prices to inflation. And, of course, on the immigration issue, on the border issue, we used to have a secure border. We now have chaos on our southern border. That's what the Biden administration has given us. That's why Americans are so darn frustrated. And frankly, why I think in less than 14 months, Republicans will be in control of the House of Representatives.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President of the American Federation of Teachers, Randy Weingarten, on MSNBC Friday morning, is talking about COVID-19 vaccines and American schools.
Teachers have wanted to be in school. They understand that being in school is the best place for kids. And, you know, we put $5 million out in the field. We did a big back-to-school campaign. I myself have been in, I think, 18 states now, 35 places since August 1st. But both teachers and parents and all the public health officials and all of you know that the way back and to stay back is through being safe. And that's a combination of vaccines and masking and ventilation and, frankly, the distancing and the, you know, and having a good outbreak control process. And the places that are doing that around the country, frankly, are doing pretty well, like California. And the places that are like making rules, like those bizarre rules, like, you know, that the I just heard what Manny Diaz said. I couldn't believe that. But like the governor from, you know, Florida, thank God you have really, really, really strong superintendents who are saying, no, safety first, not your politics.
It should be noted, since the beginning of the pandemic in the United States, less than 450 children have died from COVID-19. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pride.